It's Sports with Amy Reid.
And watch Fox Sports reporter Mike Yuva on 102.3 The Fox.
Mike, Friday means Friday night rivals, and tonight we have Crestwood at Lakewood. What's your prediction for the game tonight? What can we expect to see?
Ooh, well, Lakewood's coming off their first win of the season. They're 1-3, and Crestwood is 2-2 right now. They've kind of hit a little speed bump this past week as well, so they're trying to get things going. But I think, you know, I think it's a toss-up, but I think Crestwood just has the size to be able to get the win. And at this point of the year, I mean, it's weird to say when you're only, you know, 2-2 and 1-3, but at this time of the year, because of the season's condensed, you're going to have to be able to find a way to get wins in terms of being able to get a good spot in the playoffs and being able to lock up a playoff spot just in general. So this is 3A Region 6 football, and I think it'll be a good game, but I think in the end, Crestwood's going to find a way to get it done.
Is there any perk? This is probably a stupid question, because like in the NFL, if you're the worst team, you get a first draft pick, right? So is there any perk to a high school team?
No perks whatsoever. The only perk you have is you can get ready for basketball season or whatever winter sport you play a little bit earlier. You don't have to worry about playoff football. That's the only perk that there is for high school down here in South Carolina.
Okay. All right. So but your bet is on Crestwood taking that?
Yeah, I'm gonna lean towards Crestwood. I think, Like I said, I think it's a game that could go either way, but I just think Crestwood's going to find a way just to get it done in the end.
Last week, Gamecocks got their first win against Auburn since, 1933? So
yeah, insane.
Yeah, they have to be feeling good as they head on the road to LSU. What do they need to make sure they do against LSU tomorrow?
Well, it all starts with being able to run the football well. Something that, when you look back to the last couple seasons, they have struggled to find what their identity is this early in the year. But I think through the first four games, it's pretty evident, especially after these last two wins, that they're a team that's going to depend heavily on the run, on offense. I think that, on top of the fact now that you have one of your star wide receivers, and I use the word star with quotations because we have yet to see him play an SEC game. That's Jalen Brooks. He was a Division II wide receiver. He transferred in this offseason, and the reason why he wasn't able to play is because the NCAA didn't grant him eligibility, which happens sometimes. But they denied his first efforts to get in, and then South Carolina and Jalen Brooks, they won the appeal, and they just found out just this past week. So Jalen Brooks will play. Will Muschamp said on Carolina calls last night that he'll be in there because, you know, that's always the question. It's like, all right, he just got cleared. Is he going to be ready to go out there, though? Does he know the playbook? And Muschamp said, yeah, he's ready to go. So here's a guy that all we heard all offseason was about his speed and his ability to be able to make plays down the field vertically, and that's something South Carolina just has not had in their offense in terms of a wrinkle. So being able to add that in there against an LSU defense who has really struggled in the secondary this year, I would not be shocked to see USC take some shots down the field early with Mr. Brooks.
I have two questions. One, why wouldn't they approve his eligibility? Is there a reason behind that, or?
I mean, it's an answer. If I gave you an answer, it could go all over the place. But I guess best way to kind of sum it up is, you know, you try to make sense of it. You try to understand the other side. I think from the NCAA's perspective, you just try to have some type of order. You just don't want people to be transferring left and right and just going to wherever they want after going to one school to another, because you can kind of create super teams that way. Yeah. And that's just, you know, that's college football. It's not professional sport. So I think they want to be able to keep some order in it. But with that being said, there have been times where players want to transfer to get closer to their parents. Maybe a grandparent isn't feeling well, and the NCAA sometimes shuts that down. So, you know, each story in itself is an isolated situation, and it's their own situation. It's not, you know, it's a case-by-case scenario. But I think in terms of this, I think one of the reasons why it was being held up was because he transferred from a Division II school to another FCS school, and then he transferred in to South Carolina. So he actually transferred from two schools since last fall. So I think that was one of the reasons why it got held up, and I'm glad that Jalen's going to have an opportunity to play this year.
Have we officially named Colin Hill as the starting quarterback, or do they look each game to see if it's going to be between Hill or Helinski?
I think if you talk to Muschamp, he'll always say that every position is open each week. But I think it's pretty evident that Colin Hill is the starter right now. And he's your guy moving forward. And that's not to say that Ryan Helinski's not capable of being able to come in here and make some plays, but I think we're seeing one of the reasons why Colin Hill was named the starter, which is he just knows how to manage the game. He's a game manager. And I know quarterbacks and offensive coordinators and QB coaches, they hate that phrase. They hate hearing that term, but it's the truth. He's gone out there and he's put South Carolina, especially these last 2 weeks, in the best situations to be able to win games. He's not doing too much. He's not the type of guy that's going to be running around the football like he's Johnny Manziel or, you know, or someone that's going to be gunning the ball down the field 30-plus yards about 20 times in a game. No, he's someone that is just smart. You can trust him. He's reliable. And it goes back to the fact that he knows this playbook better than anyone else on this team because he had the opportunity to play with the new offensive coordinator, Mike Bobo, when the two were over at Colorado State.
Now, let's go a little bit more upstate. Syracuse takes the field at Clemson. Clemson undefeated so far, and Syracuse is 1-4. Do they even have a chance? Or, I mean, I'm assuming that'd be a major upset if Syracuse wins.
I'll tell you how much of an upset it would be. When the spread lines came out from Vegas, Clemson is favored 44.5 points.
Oh, my God.
So they are really not giving Syracuse a shot whatsoever. And look, I mean, it shouldn't come as much of a surprise. The ACC is not what the ACC has been in years past. But I will say this, though. Even though on paper, Syracuse has no chance, or at least no one's given them a chance.
Yeah.
Syracuse, for whatever reason, has been a team that has given Clemson some fits in years past, whether that's being able to find a way to get a win, which we've seen a couple of years back at the Carrier Dome, or what we've seen a couple 2 years ago when they were playing at Clemson, and Clemson had to find a way to be able to get it done with their third-string quarterback. Essentially, he was the number two at the time because Kelly Bryant decided to leave, and then Trevor Lawrence moved up. You could say that he was the number three. So, you know, Syracuse, for whatever reason, they've always given Clemson kind of fits, even in games where Clemson has found ways to get it done.
Tonight, game three of the World Series, Dodgers, Rays, it's tied 1-1. So what do you think is going to happen? I mean, potentially by this time next week, we'll have a World Series winner, right?
Yeah, this time next week, we should be able to. I think the thing about it is I'd be shocked if LA doesn't find a way to be able to pull it out. They're too talented of a team. When they were down 3-1 to the Braves in the NLCS, Atlanta just kept giving them opportunities to be able to come back. And, you know, the Dodgers were able to string off three wins together, and that's the reason why they were able to advance to the World Series. So there was a team who, you know, you have to keep your foot on their throat. You can't let them be able to get second breath, and they were able to get that second breath. And they made the Braves pay, and because of that, I feel like they're a team that's just not going to find themselves in a situation like that again because they're just too talented. So the series, like you mentioned, it's 1-1 right now. Tough to be able to win four games in a row, which they did before losing just the other night against the Rays, but I can't see the Dodgers losing this series.
Mike, the last thing I want to talk to you about, I went on social media and I go, let's see what Mike Yuva's up to. And last night, you're at Idiot Pizza, and I want to talk to you about your Idiot Pizza order. It was chicken, banana peppers, and olives. And
Cajun
that sounds
chicken.
Disgusting.
Cajun chicken.
Does Cajun chicken make a difference? That sounds terrible.
Oh, absolutely. It has a little spice to it. Look, Thursday night, they do, I believe it's like $10 and, you know, I don't know how many cents it is, but it's like $10 pizza and you can put three toppings on it. So I'm a guy that, like, you know, I always go through like the bacon route or maybe throw some ham on it.
Yeah.
Some green peppers. But Brian Glenn, the owner of Village Idiot, good friend of mine, I asked him, I said, give me some type of like out of the box thinking here that you think would be good. And he mentioned that. And I'm just like, eh. I said, I don't know. I said, I like all three of those things separately.
Yes.
He's like, just give it a try. So the Cajun chicken, really good. I highly recommend that for anyone who's never had Cajun chicken on pizza. Really good. But to be able to offset that with some type of vegetable that's going to be able to cool it down, you have the banana peppers and you have the black olives, it really like offsets it perfectly. And then you throw a little ranch on the side too. So it was really good. I got some left over from last night. Looking forward to having that after tonight's show.
I follow Village Idiot Pizza on Instagram. And I love their Instagram. They seem like just so much fun. I haven't met anybody there yet. But listen, next time when you go, if you go every Thursday, I'm going to give you my three toppings to try. And okay. I almost want to promise you that it's going to be better than anything you've had before. And
that's as long as like no mushrooms or anything like that. Like I don't.
No, listen.
I don't put that on pizza. I mean, I'm one of those people that I am open to the idea of having pineapple on it. I'm not like a guy saying, oh, pineapple is the best thing on pizza. But I'm not one of those people that's going to just, you know, just write it off and eat it immediately. I need to be able to try it from there. So okay. Whatever you have, minus mushrooms and anchovies or anything like that, I'm open.
It's nothing weird. It's so good. It's my favorite order. It's black olives, spinach, and bacon.
Okay. I could do that.
It's so next time you're there, you got to try that. And I want to report back.
We could do that.
All right, Mike, if people want to catch you on Watch Fox, when can they watch you and where can they find you on social media?
They can find me on Twitter at Mike_UVA. And then you guys can check us out on Watch Fox. It's going to be a little bit later this week because the World Series games are going on. So every night that the World Series is on, you can find us right after the game immediately. So it might be at 12:30. It might be at 1 in the morning, but we will be there. We'll have your sports for you.
All right. Well, Mike, thank you so much. And I look forward to next week. I want to hear a report on Idiot Pizza and also we'll talk World Series winners.
Sounds good to me.